let's talk about the worst Final Smash in the game. No, not this one, this one.
That's right, it's another Sonic F Smash video, but it's not that kind of F Smash, it's the Final Smash. Now, some of you misinformed individuals believe that Jigglypuff has the worst Final Smash in the game, but I'm here to educate you guys on the facts. This Final Smash is butt, and I'm convinced that it is objectively the worst Final Smash in the game. Now, it's actually quite funny, because in the Nintendo Direct where they revealed that Sonic is a returning fighter, they stated that his Final Smash got a power up.
Sonic's Final Smash. Super Sonic is more souped up than ever.
Oh yeah? Is that what you think? They probably thought that by making it faster, it is automatically better, which I guess would be true if it weren't for the fact that two things are holding it back, which are A, the knockback has been heavily reduced on the move, so now it's much weaker, and B, they nerfed the range on the move, so now Sonic has significantly less reach. Now, so far, there's only two other iterations of this Final Smash. There's the one in Brawl, and there's the one in Smash 4. Now, the one in Brawl is considered a mistake. This was far and away the best Final Smash in the game. It lasted incredibly long, a lot longer than the current Final Smash does. In fact, it lasted a whole 15 seconds in that game, which is crazy. It was already incredibly fast, and the knockback was nuts. This Final Smash was actually so good that you could sometimes KO the same opponent twice. That's right, if it's a four-man brawl, you could hypothetically take six stocks in a single Final Smash. So yeah, I understand that they had to nerf it, which they did already in Smash 4. Now, first thing they had to nerf was the voice line. Listen to this.
Now I'll show you!
Do you feel the power in that? That delivery is so good. Now listen to this.
Super Sonic style! Huh?
Oh, come on, dude. Negative aura. But outside of that, in Smash 4, it's still pretty much the same Final Smash, except now the knockback is heavily reduced. Which makes sense. In Brawl, it was absolutely absurd. And a lot of people speculate that's actually one of the main reasons why Final Smashes were banned from competitive play to begin with. However, considering that Sonic wasn't so high on the tier list in that game, this actually might have been enough to turn the tides and make him competitively viable. Nevertheless, in Smash 4 they had to nerf it, and it was still pretty good. Now fast forward to Ultimate, the dev team decided that this move needed to be changed again. Jeez, I wish they changed Sonic's moveset as much as they changed his Final Smash. Their idea of a change was that making it faster equals upgrade. However, this doesn't work if the move doesn't go anywhere. The move literally has a fixed range now. Previously with the Final Smash, you can go anywhere. You can even go into the bubble with it. But now the fact that it's fixed in the range that it can go in, your opponent can literally choose to just go outside of that range, and now you can't hit him. They said it so that the Final Smash can only hit fixed spots on the map because it's part of their new philosophy that Final Smashes should be faster now so that opponents can get right back into the match. But bro, if you're gonna make it work this way, then why nerf the knockback? You can't just nerf both the knockback and the range. If there's no range, then I need all the knockback that I can get because I can only realistically hit my opponent once with this before they start camping in the blast zone. To add more salt to the wound, they also nerfed the duration of the Final Smash, which makes it easier for your opponent to just stall in the blast zone. You can actually just let Sonic hit you with this move so he can help you get to the blast zone so you can stall it out. This gotta be the only Final Smash in the game that actually helps you counterplay it. This move is so weak, it's like Sonic is hitting you with an up tilt. Actually, matter of fact, let me see what's stronger here. Okay, up tilt kills at this percent, remember that. Let me see if I hit you with Super Sonic. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Dude, Sonic's up tilt is stronger? Sonic's up tilt is a more powerful option than his Final Smash. Dude, Sonic's up tilt is his worst move. What's even crazier about all this is that the Final Smash is actually kind of strong during the activation of the move. When Sonic transforms into Super Sonic, he creates a mini explosion around him that knocks the opponents back. I believe that the activation to this Final Smash should kill the opponent at most between 80 to 100%. At the absolute most. There is absolutely no reason why Zelda's Final Smash should be able to consistently kill at 50% with range like this. But for Sonic, you have to literally be in his nuts to get hit by the activation hitbox because of how small it is. And the move still won't even kill at 100, or 110, or 120, or 130. Dude, what is this? And additionally, this move also has knockback during the end animation when he detransforms. And this part of the Final Smash actually has the most knockback. The part when Sonic goes from Super Sonic to regular Sonic is more powerful than the part when Sonic goes from regular Sonic to Super Sonic. How backwards is that? And the worst part about all of this is that you can actually control where Sonic transforms. You can run at your opponent and then transform in their face to get that additional knockback, but when Sonic de-transforms, you have no control over where that happens. Sonic will always de-transform where the final smash started. This means you have no control over where Sonic initiates the most powerful part of his final smash. That's crazy! This move is like deliberately bad. It's not just accidentally bad, it's like they purposely made it bad. That's right, Super Sonic, a super powerful godly transformation, is an absolute joke compared to Jigglypuff's Final Smash. At least with Jigglypuff's Final Smash, you can like edgeguard somebody with it or ledge trap somebody with it. There is some utility to it. With Super Sonic, there's basically no use for it. Sure, I can maybe grab my opponent, up throw them, and then do up B Final Smash, and maybe it will kill them at 80%, but that's a maybe. Yes, maybe my Final Smash will kill at 80% if I create the perfect condition for it. Actually, Super Sonic style. 90%. The move will maybe kill at 90%. You know what? I wonder if I just... Huh. That's right. My final smash is weaker than my regular smash attacks. That's pitiful. Sonic's F smash is more powerful than Super Sonic confirmed. And you wanna know what the best part is? This move actually used to be worse. When the game released, this final smash was so bad that even the dev team pitied it. And so they buffed it. And it was still horrible. So they buffed it again. And they buffed it again. They buffed this move 3 times in a row. And it's still the worst final smash in the game. That really goes to show how bad this final smash is. Anyways, thank you all for coming to my TED Talk. By the way, if you guys aren't in my Discord, feel free to join. The link will be in the description. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed the video, and I hope to see you guys in the next one. Take care, everybody.